Welcome everyone to our second double dose. We are in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, as in clue, mystery. We're trying to figure out basically what's happening is somebody else gave you a jacket. They thought it was your jacket. In reality, it was somebody else's jacket. That's the shorthand. Now, the simple assumption that Shulchan Aruch is going to make here is that if it's clearly a mistake, then it's clearly a mistake and you can't use it. But theoretically, there's a possibility, as we're going to see, that it's actually not a mistake. And even though it's someone else's jacket, you can still use it. Let's see it. Sif Aleph. Mishin is chalfu lo kelov bebayis ha'uman. Someone whose stuff, someone whose clothing, let's say, got mixed up at a craftsman. So let's say I brought my talus into dry clean, and then I get a talus which is not mine, and they received it from him. All right, I'm going to explain it in a minute, but right now I'm just going to tell you the din. He can use it until the actual talus owner comes and says, hey, that's my talus. What's the case? So here's the case. Basically, we have an assumption. When you give your talus in to a dry cleaner to dry clean, so he can sell the talus on your behalf if you want. So you say, hey, I know I gave it to you to dry clean. Do me a favor. Just sell it. Forget about it. Okay. Now here's what happened. This is actually pretty simple. Might be hard to say. Reuven wanted his talus sold. So Reuven's talus is at Peter's house. And Reuven says, hey, please sell your my talus for me. Now Peter accidentally sold Shimon's talus. By accident, not Reuven's. Shimon did not want his talus sold. So now Reuven sees Shimon coming in demanding a talus. And he says, uh-oh, right? Shimon's coming in demanding his talus. It must be he did not want me to sell it. I must have sold the wrong one. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give that money to the guy who wanted his talus sold. And I'm going to sell that guy's talus to this guy. So when Reuven gave me the talus, I am now going to give that to Shimon, and the money I got from Shimon's talus, I'll give to Reuven. He has the right to do that, and that's what's happening. So there was a mistake that happened in the past, but right now he sees that Shimon's walking in looking for a talus. So the fact that Shimon was given a talus that does not actually belong to him, that's fine, because Shimon can say, yeah, I do have someone else's property, but the reason I have someone else's property is the guy flubbed and accidentally sold my property, and he's giving me someone else's property. So therefore, I'm using it, and I'm not stealing. If, however, Reuven thereupon finds Shimon and says, hey, that's my talus, what are you doing? Obviously, Reuven has not sold his talus, and therefore, there must have been some other mistake, and therefore, Shimon is accidentally using someone else's property without their permission. Now the Shulchan Aruch is going to qualify this case, because it could obviously be another simple action that no, the guy just accidentally gave him the wrong talus. So we're going to see that you're going to prove that that's not what happened. V'davka, the only time we let you use it is shenasan lo ha'uman atzmo. It's where the uman himself gave you the talus. Therefore, we assume it was not a mistake on the uman's part. He accidentally sold your talus, like we said, and now he's just giving it to you. Aval im lo nasnam lo. If the uman didn't give it himself, ela ishto ubanav, his wife Mary Jane, child Peter Jr., lo, if they gave it to him, then no, because then you can't say, oh, look, you know, Peter's son, right, we said Jordan Peterson, is coming to give me this talus, and oh, you know, he's not doing it on behalf of his father because his father accidentally sold it in the past. He just doesn't know which one is my talus. He just gave me the wrong one. You go to coat check and you get the wrong coat, right, that kind of thing. So therefore, no, then it's a mistake, you're not allowed to use it. V'afilu uman atzmo, and even if Peter himself is the one who gives you the talus, still, dav goshamar lo stam hilech talus, it's only when Peter says, hey, here's a talus. Aval imamar lo hilech talitzcha, you've said, here's your talus, lo, then no, because obviously if you said, oh, you're looking for your talus, I found it, here it is, take it back, then obviously Peter thinks he's giving you yours, in which case he's clearly making a mistake, in which case he is, in which case, he's clearly making a mistake. Fine. Beis. Nischalfu lo kelov bebeis ha'avel bebeis ha'mishta. Let's say at a party or a chas v'shalom at a beis ha'avel, either way, accidentally your things got mixed up, and now you have the wrong one. Lo yishtamesh behem, you may not use it. Now, I want to point out here, if you look in the Mefarshim in this case, and from the Gemara, the assumption here is not a coat rack at a wedding or whatever. We're talking about a case like a coat check, where there's a person who actually takes your garment and then gives it back to you. And that's why it's in this sima. We're not saying you hung something up in the coat room and then you found another garment in its place in the coat room. That's a different question. But in a case where a human actually takes it from you and the question is about human error, that's what we're talking about here. Rama says, Kishayvo ba'ala chayfetz, when the owner of the object comes, tzarech l'tein ha'chayfetz l'ba'alaf, he has to give that object to its owner, af al pi shelo navad, even though mine is lost. I gave in my coat. I received the wrong coat. Now that guy is coming asking for his coat, and I'm just like, hey, what's the deal? Fine. By the way, always kedai, just to, especially if you have a general black coat, you know, maybe put a name tag in it or something like that. It can help you. Similarly, kovesis, I'm sorry, a woman, a launderer, does laundry, and she's not Jewish, so her nemunus is different, and she does laundry for a whole bunch of people, and she gives it to the wrong guy. We're not going to assume this whole complicated thing where she sold it on the person's behalf. We're just going to assume she made a mistake, and she gave me the wrong one. Okay, now, Kuf Lamed Zayin. This is a very interesting case. Se'if Aleph. Somebody goes into his friend's field, and he's picking Shimon's fruits. Bala Sade, Shimon the farmer, comes and says, Toein, he tines and says, hey, Shibagezalakam, you're stealing my fruits. Reuven says, no, Vizeomer Shemachram lo. Shimon, what do you mean? You gave me, you know, pick your own blueberries, right? That farm in New Hampshire, right outside the park, if you know what I'm talking about. It would be surprising if you did, but I know what I'm talking about. So they have their backyard, and they let people come and pick blueberries. Okay, they give you a basket. So let's say you buy a basket, whatever. I come in, I'm picking, and you say, hey, thief, get off my land. And you say, no, what do you mean, dude? I paid you so I could pick your blueberries. So what's the deal? Then Shimon is the picker is believed. We pick him. Even if there are witnesses that Shimon is actually picking these fruits, it doesn't matter, because in the end of the day, he's saying that he has permission. And just like we said before about objects that could move from point A to point B, if you're following the underlying logic, we've basically said so far in the last couple simanim that objects that cannot move, we do not assume they just magically ended up at my house. Maybe I stole them. But here, where it's very likely that someone moved them, meaning Shimon picked them into his property. So therefore, we say that we do believe you. That was Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Im ein ba'al hasadeh va'ilon kan. Let's say that Shimon's away. He's away, and now his yard is empty. Va'amar echad, as someone says, eilech ve'alkot peros ha'ilon va'asadeh shalpron olon shemachram. And this guy is walking by, and he's like whistling to himself, and says, I'm on my way to go pick fruits from that guy who sold me fruits. Then, Ein Beis Din Tzrichim Uman, Beis Din overhears, so he's just walking by Beis Din singing. This is like one of those Zichru flashcards. He's walking by Beis Din, he's singing about the fact that he gets to take this guy's fruits. He sold it to him. Beis Din does not have to stop it. V'im ba'o haba'alim kodim shaliktam. What happens if he comes before Shimon's picking them? Shimon's singing, is whistling his merry way. He has his bucket. He's on his way. He's about to pick. And Reuven says, excuse me, Shildowski, not so fast. Don't you pick my fruits. Then Beis Din will stop him. A few imliktim kvar. Additionally, even if Shimon already picked them, imto en shemachalo gufa sada enon eman afal peros. Let's say Shimon says, no, dude, you didn't just sell me the fruits. You sold me the land. I'm picking my fruits off my land. Eino ne'aman, af o haperos she'achal. He's not even believed on the fruits. Kevin she'ein lo shtar, nucheskes gemoshanim. He doesn't have any actual proof. And so we say, you know, if he had the pudding, okay, maybe the proof is in there. But he doesn't have any pudding. So Mimela, we don't know what to tell him, and we say, please stop picking the fruits. And not only that, even if you already did, since we don't believe you on the Ikertaina here, therefore we're not going to believe you even in the smaller part.